This is Aeneid, Book 1, lines 180 to 194. So just to remind you what had just happened, they finally get to shore after the storm. Achates immediately starts a fire, and they bring out grain to attempt to make some flour, make some meal, and cook some bread possibly. So once Achates is done with that, and Aeneas has checked up with his men, then they're going to head out and they're going to go hunting. And so that's what's going on next. So start with Antaria, meanwhile. Aeneas Scopulum conscendet. Aeneas climbs the cliff. Et late petit and seeks far and wide, omnem prospectum, all the view, so the whole view, Pelago on the sea. So if you remember correctly, they arrived with seven ships to the shore. There were 20 originally. So the first thing that Aeneas does is to climb up to the top of a cliff, see if he can find, if he can see any of those ships. Si videat, if he should see, aliquem Anthea, anything of Antheus, jactatum vento, tossed by the wind, Phrygias quae biremes, and the Phrygian are Trojan biremes. All right, and that's actually the name of the ship, the bireme. They had two banks, so bi, banks of oars, which is remus, so bi remus, so biremes. Or capes, or arma caeci, are the weapons of caicus in poupibus celsis, in the towering ships. So I explained this in class, but just to remind you, a lot of these ships would have weapons, probably the shields actually displayed. And so from a distance, they would be quite conspicuous and you would be able to tell whose ship that was. Novum nullum perspicit, he sees no ship in conspectu in sight. Tres cervos errantes, three deer wandering, litera on the shore. Tota armenta sequentur hos, whole herds follow them, the caervos. A tergo, from the rear, from the back. Et longum agens pascitur, and the long line grazes, that's a deponent, pascitur, per vales, through the valleys. Constitit hic, he stopped here. And corripuit manu, and snatched up with his hand the arcum and the calerisque sagittas, the bow and the swift arrows. Quitella, which weapons, or weapons which, fidus Achates garabant, faithful Achates was carrying. Ductores quae ipsos prim sternet, and he first lays out the leaders themselves, ferente capita alta, bearing their high heads, with cornibus arboris, with tree-like antlers, branch-like horns. Tum vulgus, then the herd. Et omnem turbam miscet, and he mixes up, he disturbs the whole mob, the whole crowd. Agens telis, driving them with his weapons. Inter nemora frondea, among the leafy groves. Nec upsistit, nor does he stop. Priusquam, before. Victor, as the victor. He fundat, he lays out, he pours out. Seven huge bodies, septem ingentia corpora, humi on the ground. Et numerum aequit, and makes the number equal, cum nauibus, with the ships, because he arrived with seven ships, seven deer, one deer for each ship full of men. Hinc portum petit, hence he seeks the port. Et partitur, and divides what? The caervos, the deer, the meat, the food, in socios omnes, among all the comrades. All right, so going back and translating again. So meanwhile, Aeneas climbs the cliff and seeks far and wide the whole view of the sea on the sea. if he should see something of Antheus tossed by the wind, and the Phrygian biremes or capes or the weapons of Caicus in the towering ships. He sees no ship in sight, three deer wandering on the shore. Whole herds follow them from the rear, and a long line grazes through the valleys. He stopped here and snatched with his hand the bow and swift arrows, weapons which loyal Achates was carrying, and he lays out the leaders themselves first, bearing their high heads with tree-like antlers, then the herd, and he disturbs the whole mob, driving them with weapons among the leafy groves. Nor does he stop before, as victor, he pours out seven huge bodies on the ground and makes the number equal with the ship, with the ships. Hence he seeks the port and divides the food among all the comrades.